Tyreway, Northwest London, Sunday the 19th of June, Yud Gimel 7, Harav Moshe Rokach, and your subject is Bechoros versus Kohanim and Levim. This week's Tyreway has been sponsored by anonymous donors wishing the important new Kehillah project in Hemel Hempstead every Hatzlocha.
The title of the shir is Bechoros versus Kohanim and Levim. The story is told, Reb Shimon Schwab, friend of Rocha, when he was a young child, he came into the Chofetz Chaim, and he asked the Chofetz Chaim for a bracha. The Chofetz Chaim said to him, "Why are you asking me for a bracha?" He said, "Because the Rebbe is a Kohen." So he said, "Well, why am I a Kohen and you not a Kohen?" He said, "Because your father was a Kohen." The Chofetz Chaim says to the little Shimon Schwab, "Why was my father a Kohen and not your father a Kohen?" He said, "Because his father was a Kohen." And it continued and continued. Till the Chofetz Chaim says, "Do you know why I'm a Kohen? Do you know why my father was a Kohen? Because by the Chet HaEgel, thousands of years ago, your grandparents sinned and mine didn't. And when Moshe Rabbeinu said, 'Mi Lashem Elai,' mine went out to fight. And that's why till today, I am a Kohen and you're not a Kohen." So, the story sounds quite simple, but there's what to handle in the story. That brings us to the topic of Bechoros versus Kohanim Levim. What would have been if not for the Chet HaEgel? This is something that's interested me over many years. I'm a Bechoy Ben Bechoy. So let's start. It starts with this week's Sedra, this week's Pasha, Pasha's Baal Oizcho. The Pasha starts off with the mitzvah, Kachis HaLevim, Mitoch Bnei Yisrael, but you have Oizcho, there's a whole Seder. And the Torah continues, Pasuk Yizayin, Ki li kol bechoy, to me is every bechoy b'vnei Yisrael, b'odm b'behema, b'yoy makoysi kol bechoy b'eretz Mitzrayim, the day that I killed every bechoy Mitzrayim, hikdash di oysom li. V'ekachas ha-leviyim, I took the leviyim, tachas kol bechoy, I took the leviyim, I replaced the bechoyos with the leviyim. Says Rashi, Shali oya bechoyos b'kav adin, because I saved them, v'lekach di oysom li, ad shetol b'egel, until they sinned in the egel. And once they sinned in the egel, v'achshov, the Ekachas HaLevim. And the thing is already in Parshas Bamidbar. The Pasuk says, "Va'ani hine lekachti talavim mitoch bnei Yisrael, tachas kol b'choy peterech b'bnei Yisrael. V'hoi li alavim." So Rashi, she, "Nefish hoi sa avoidu b'vchoyres, avoidu b'vchoyres, ik shechot yu b'egel, when they sinned in the egel, nifshali, they became possible, v'alavim shloi ovdi abidazara, nifchari tachteyim, they were chosen instead of them." So we've got here in the first Pesukim that the Avodah was B'vechoros, and because of the Chet HaEgel they lost it to the Levim. The Bavli actually never discusses it, but Yishalmi and Megillah, Yishalmi says in Megillah, "Heich n'kshoit ha'koish tazesh te'avodah B'vechoros, menadein kro kiliko b'choir, Omar Reb Levi, shomer Hashem matzei Rishoim, Hashem broke the stick of the Rishoim, eila b'choros te'akriv le'egel t'chila." The B'vechoros were the first to be makriv to the Egel, and therefore they lost it to the Levim. So there's a question which the Maharal in Parshas Mishpatim and the Chazon Ish in Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Chof Hei, they ask a basic question. How can the Torah, the Yishalmi, Rashi will tell us that the Avodah was Mevchoros and they lost it because of the Chet HaEgel? Long before the Chet HaEgel, the Avodah was already promised to the Kohanim. The Pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh, Hakev, is Aaron, there's Bonov, and the Torah gives us described detail of the clothes, the big Kohanim for Aaron and Bonov. That was before the Chet HaEgel. How can we say that it's only because of the Chet HaEgel that the Avodah was lost? So come along the Maharal and the Chazon Ish, and they say because of this question, that is not true. The Avodah HaKohanah was always destined to go to Aaron Avodah. What was meant to happen though was, the Bechoros, which were always doing the Avodah till now, they were meant to become the Levim. In other words, Avodah HaKohanah, the fact that the Bechoros till now did the Avodah on the Bomber, not in the Beis HaMikdash, not in the Mishkan, that didn't give them a right to carry on doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. That's a higher Madriga. So what was meant to happen was, the Bechoros, you've done the Avodah till now, the Bomber, whatever, and they made a Bomber, and they were Makriv. From now on, they're building the Mishkan, from now on, you are going to be the Levium. Who's going to do that? Kravos HaKohen. That was always meant to go to Aaron Avodah. That's what the Maral and the Chazon Ish. However, Rashi in Parshas Kisiso. Pasuk says in Parshas Kisiso, after Klal Yisrael did the eagle, Vayom Moshe, Moshe said to the Levirim, Milu yetchem ayoim l'Hashem, ki ish bivnoi v'ochem, each one should kill whoever did the chet of eagle. Says Rashi, what's Milu yetchem? Atem ahorik emoisom, you which are going to kill the chaitim of the eagle, b'dovel zeh tischam chulies kehanim l'mokim. With this killing of all the chaitim of the eagle, you are going to become kehanim l'mokim. Rashi tells us Mefurish that the Bechir, the Kehanim, was Zeicher to the Avoida, was Chus, them killing the Chaitim of the Eagle. Which is not like the Maral and the Chaznish, which want to tell us that they lost the Avoida of the Kehanim, was nothing to do with the Chet Eagle. That was always destined, like we see in Pashas Tetzaveh. So the question comes back, the Rebbeinu already promised them in Pashas Tetzaveh, but the answer is simple. Rashi Lishitos, he tells us in Pashas Kisiso, Ey Mokta Mokha Bataya! Rashi Pashas Kisiso tells us that the Cheta Ego happened before Pashas Truma and Tetzaveh were told to Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, let's get the timeline straight. Just have now the answer of Shavuos. Klal Yisrael received the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai for 40 days, where he received the Torah. On Shivas of Tammuz, Klal Yisrael did the Chet Egel. Moshe then davened for 40 days till Rosh Chodesh El, Rabbeinu Shvi Mechapa. Rosh Chodesh El, he went back up, and he received the Torah again for 40 days, which finished on Yom Kippur, where he got the second lachos. So the question is, when was Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh said? Rashi tells us in Kisisa, Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh were only said after the Chet Egel. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up again on Rosh Chodesh El to receive the Torah again, that's when he was told Pashas Truma Tetzaveh. Pashas Kisiso happened beforehand. So according to Rashi, the Kasha is not sure as well. And that it could be, if not for the Chet Ha'egel, the Avoida would have been Bevchairus, the Bevchairus would have done everything. There would have been no Kehanim nor Levium. Klal Yisrael and Shavuos Tammuz were Chaita with the Egel. Levium didn't, and then they went and killed all the Chaitim. They became Kehanim Lamokim, and after that, Rabbi Yishim told them in Pashas Truma Tetzaveh to make Big Day Kehuna La'aron Levanov. However, the Ramban, in many places in the Torah, the Ramban argues, the Ramban says that the Pashas all happened Kiseder. The Ramban is in the beginning of Pashas Vayakil, in Pashas Tzav. The Ramban tells us that everything happened in the right order. Moshe Rabbeinu was already told in the first 40 days. These days now, between Shavuos and Shavuos of Tammuz, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to build the Mishkan. He was told to make Big Day Kuna La'aron Levanov, and only after that happened the Chet Egel. According to the Ramban, they have back the question. How could Moshe Rabbeinu be told to make clothes, Big Day Kuna La'aron Levanov, when Klal Yisrael hadn't yet done the Chet Egel? The Avodah was always with Chayrus. Is the Chmuchach, the Ramban is going to have to hold to this Chiddush of the Maral and the Chaznish, that the Chet Egel was not the Goyrim for the Avodah Sakuna La'aron Levanov. The Chet Egel was only the Goyrim for the Avodah HaLeviyah going over to the Leviyim. If not for the Chet Egel, what would have happened was the Kehanim would have done the Avodah HaKohanah and the Bechayis would have done the Avodah HaLeviyah. They would have been the ones helping Aaron Levanov. Because of the Chet Egel, the Bechayis lost it to the Leviyim, like the Morel and the Chazdish thing. But I wonder, so it comes out that this Nakoda is Kufa Machlik is Rashi Amban. What would have been if not for the Chet Egel? According to Rashi, if not for the Chet Egel, the Bechayis would have done everything. And according to the Ramban, if not for the Chet Egel, the Bechayis would have only done the Avodah HaLeviyah, but the Aaron of one of them always done the Avodah HaKohanah. And this Zach is Mefurish and Sefona in Parshas Mishpatim. So Parshas Mishpatim, the Sefona by Arichas tells us, like Rashi, the Emok the Mocha Batayah and the Chet Egel happened before Moshe Rabbeinu was Nitztav on the Melechas HaMishkan. Says the Sefona, what's my Raya? Says the Sefona, Ze Atzma Yisfoye Ma'omre Ve'ata Hake Melechas Aaron Ve'ina Lidiv Chashevet Levi L'shorei Zadach HaMase Egel. Says the Sefona, Mamish this Raya. Aaron and Vonim were only chosen because of the Chet Egel. So how could the Rabbeinu from Tzayim Parshat Tzatzan Ve'ata Hake Melechas Aaron Achichot? And the Ma'aseh says the Sefona, Emok the Mocha Batayah, like Rashi, that the Chet Egel preceded Parshas Truma Tzatzame, Mamish like Rashi. David Kavsky, the forgave said, what pointed out to me, Chavis Alvavus is also before like Rashi. Chavis Alvavus, in Shabbos, the Kim Perek Vav, he's talking about the modern version that's an extra taiva to a mishpach of Klal Yisrael. He gives the dogma. He gives the dogma that Shem and Levi, you can Moshe with Tzadim, Shem and Levi, you can Moshe. Is again the service of always before like Rashi and Sifana, that the Kohanim were chosen because of the Lechata Eagle. So we've got here the service of always Rashi and Sifana on one side, and the other side we've got the Shittas Rambam. And Rashi Ramban, the Chiragulish Shittosam, in Pashas Ekif, there's a difficult pasuk tucked in the middle of some holidays. But Asa, he in Pashas Ekif, per good pasuk ches, but Asa, he hit Lashem and Shebet Levi. Lost his Saroim Bris Hashem, Lamoy Lifne Hashem Lashosoy, Ulevorach Bishmoy Adayim Azeh. So there's two ways to touch the pasuk. We're going to start with Rashi. What's by Asa he? Says Rashi, but Asa he, Bishonor, Shalom says Chamim Mitzrayim. Or to Eastern the Eagle, and you sinned by the Eagle, if Bnei Levi loy tohu, and the Bnei Levi did not, were not toye, hivdila mamokim became. At that moment, in Shiva Asa Batambos, when Klal Yisrael did the Chet Eagle, not the Bechayas, and not the Levium, sorry, the Levium didn't, hivdila mamokim became. And what does the Torah say? What was the Rebbein Shema from Be'esihi by the Chet Eagle? Be'esihi by the Chet Eagle, when the Klal Yisrael did sin and the Levium didn't, hiv l'shem v'shem v'levi, lost his esaru bris Hashem, to carry the Orem, says Rashi HaLevim, the Levim were chosen to carry the Orem, like we learned in Pashas Bamidbar. Ulevshosoi, ulevorach bishmoi, says Rashi, that's the Kehanim Adayim Azeh, the Kehanim were chosen to shosoi to do the Avoida, ulevorach bishmoi to do it, because Kehanim. So we have the three Rashi Mufurush Apostle. There be eight, the Chetah Eagle, when Klal Yisrael sinned and the Bukharis didn't, what happened? Him Lashem Shevet Levi, Sai the Levium, lost his Sarum Bris Hashem the Levium, and Sai Lamud of Nashem the Shosai, Levorech Bishmoi, the Kehanim. So it's Mufurish Rashi, Lashitosa is Mufurish that the Kehanim and Levium were both chosen because of the Chatego. The Ramban there argues, Ramban says, but Eishah he is not referring to the Chatego. But Eishah he is referring, not the Ramban, to Rosh Chodesh El. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the second luchas, thought the Ramban, Nisratze Yisrael, Rabbein Shem was Moichel Klal Yisrael on the Beis. And not only was Moichel Klal Yisrael, he was even Moichel Aaron. Aaron was not the one which did the Chet Eagle, he made the Eagle. He was Moichel all of them. Nisratze Yisrael, Nitztav Al HaMishkan. For us, Nisratze Gamle Aaron, and he told him back, make the big day Kohana, like I told you the first time in by the first men Yomim Rishonim between Shavuos and Shavuos and Tammuz. So according to Ramban, we've got the psukim that the Chet Eagle was the goyim for the Avodas Kuna Leviyah. The Rebbein Shem was talking about the Ritzui. When the Rebbein Shem was Meratze Klal Yisrael, he was Meratze Klal Yisrael and he was Meratze the Kehanim too, and he gave back the Avodah back to the Kehanim and to the Leviyah. And so I looked a little bit further. This machloik is Rashi Ramban, and I found Berus Yatzis Shmaya that this machloik is already a machloik in Chazal. And both Rashi and Ramban have different Chazal supporting them. The Targum Yonson in Parshas Mishpatim on the pasuk that Yishlach is Nari Bnei Yisrael, where by Asinai they went and were makif kabonis, says the Targum Yonson, what's for Yishlach is Nari Bnei Yisrael? It's referring to the Bukhairis. V'shad la'yasvi bukhir Bnei Yisrael to be makif kabonis. Zokte, why? Why not the Kehanim? Why are Bechoris being makrif Ba'asina? Arom, Adahi Shata, Havus Bechona, the Avoida was Bevchuraya. The Avoida was by the Bechoris. The Av Kedoin, until that stage, Lois Abed Mashkin Zimna, the Mishkin hadn't yet been built, the Av Kedoin Lois Yavias Kumta La Aaron, the Kun had not yet been given to Aaron. It's Bechorish and Tagim Einson that they didn't lose the Avoida Sakaruna because of Chetah Eagle. Because if they lost it because of the Chetah Eagle, you don't apologize why the Bechoris are doing the Avoida before the Chetah Eagle. It's possible the Avoida is always the Bechoris. It's Mavua and Tagim Einson that the Avoida Sakaruna went over from the Bechoris to Aaron. There was nothing to do with the Chetah Eagle. It was always described that from when the Mishkan is going to be built, the Avoida goes over. Tshuva to Aaron above. So he has to explain why Be'ar Sinai. So after the Mishkan hasn't been built yet. If the Sibba that the Bechayrus lost Avodah Kunud because of Chetah Egel, you don't explain why the Bechayrus are doing the Avodah Be'ar Sinai. They haven't done the Chetah Egel yet. Mitzad Sheni, the Medrash in Parshas Bamidbar and in Parshas Losa is Mufurish like Chetah Zerashim. The Medrash says, it says, Vayhi Vayoyim Klois Moshe Lachim Mitzad Mishkan, what we last line in Parshas Losa. Vayhi is always a Lashon Tzah. Says the Medrash, who's Bitzah? The day of the building of the Mishkan, who's Bitzah? So the Medrash, the Bechayrus were Bitzah. They were shrying, Vay, Vay, that we lost our Voidas, HaKohuna, because we were fighting by the eagle. Is Mufurish in the Medrash that the Bechayrus lost our Voidas HaKohuna because of the Chet Egel, like Shittas, Rashi Vasafona. So this Machloikis between the Rashi and Rambam is ready Machloikis between the Targum Yonison, which is like the Rambam, and the Medrash in Parshas Bamidbar and the Parshas Nosai, which is like Shittas Rashi. Now, I'd like to go over to another point, another Machlokes Rashi and Bal, to do with this, and then we're going to come back and tie the two together. In this Pasuk, in Be'es Ahi, in Parshas Ekev, which we just lined, Be'es, which we just said over, Be'es Ahi, Hibdil Hashem, and Shevet Levi. The Rambam points out another difficulty with Rashi. Rashi taught Be'es Ahi, at that moment, B'shas Dechet Egel, the Rabbi was Mabul Shevet Levi. Two things. Lost Sarai Bris Hashem, we said it's referring to the Levi. They carried the Ora. Lamed of Hashem, the Shas of Baruch Mishmoy is referring to the Kehanim. Frank the Rabban's Nishechtik. The Levi weren't chosen Bishas, the Chet Egel. The Levi were only chosen the next year. Parshas Bamidbar, where the Levi were chosen, happened Berishon, B'chodesh, Hasheni, B'shon Hashenis. Echad B'ir, in the year after Yetzias Mitzrayim. How can the Pasuk say, Be'ei Sahi, B'shas, the Chetah Egel, the Kehanim Levim were chosen? The Kehanim were chosen straight away. The Rebbein Shem gave the Avodah to Aaron Abonov. But the Levim were only chosen a year later, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, a year afterwards, like we learned in Parshas Bamidbar. As they freaked the Rambam. Says the Rambam, you have to say, Be'ei Sahi is referring to Machshava. Avodah B'poil, the Rebbein Shem was only about the Levim. Rosh Chodesh Iyar the next year, like we learned in Parshas Bamidbar. Oh, but the machshava of the Rebbein Shlomo was straight away b'shas dechet egel to choose the Levim. Rashi is very mashma that. Rashi says b'shas the machoit of the egel hibdila malokim mikem. Rashi is mashma the Rebbein Shlomo mabdil b'poil. So how do we answer Rambam's question? So Emma says if you look in Evan Ezra in Parshas Bamidbar, the Evan Ezra says that the Parsha of Havdalah Salavim is written Shloimim Koimim. Says the Evan Ezra, Ve'eile told us Aaron and Moshe b'yandib Hashem as Moshe b'asinai. Says the Evan Ezra, Kashadib Hashem and Moshe b'asinai ba'aloysu l'skapa al-maisa egel, oz nivcha Sheva Levi. Then was Sheva Levi chosen. Ve'om Hashem and Moshe, then when Moshe went up to Asinai to mechapa on the chet egel, sometime between Shabbos and Tammuz and Yom Kippur, Om Hashem l'moyshe hakev ez matelevi, gam parshas v'ani hinei lakafti. These parshas are parshas b'amidbar written shleikis syndrome. They belong together with parshas kisisa straight after the chet ha'egel, the Levim were chosen. Oy bazoi, the Rabban's kasha and parshas ekev is parshas v'amfet. These plukim, the habdolas ha'levim, Rabban time is they were only chosen b'shon ha'ashenis. The Evan Ezra says it's not true. They were chosen already, and by the Chet Egel, it's written Shleikah Sitra. So I always used to think that...
Didn't you say the Pasuk says the date? It says Bashon HaShenis.
It says at the beginning of the Pasha, it says, Ba'echad HaChodesh HaSheni Bashon HaShenis, Su Esrosh Kladas Bnei Yisrael. They had the mitzvah to count, that was Zichron Rosh Chodesh Iyar. That takes us till Revi. Then in Revi it says, Vadabar Hashem U'moshe Ve'mahak V'zmati Levi. So Rambam takes us to go, that's all referring back to Chodesh Hasheni, says the Evan Ezra, no stop. This Pasha, by Dabar Hashem al-Moshe, Hakim as Matelevi, cut it from here, and paste it after the Chet Egel and Pasha Tisisa. So I always used to think that this Evan Ezra is a Chiddush, and the Pasha Pshat is, like in the Ramban, the Hadad written Sidron, why should we read the Pesukim backwards? Oh, but now you see the Ganzer County, and I realize that there's two Pesukim in the Torah, which indicate that the Pashtas is like this Eben Ezra and like Shittas Rashi. What is a pasuk in Parshas Pikudei? I don't know if anybody ever thought the question, because I never found the question anyway. But Parshas Pikudei, which talks about how they counted all the gold and silver and the chayshus of the Mishkan, which happened in the first year, straight after Yom Kippur, when they started building the Mishkan, neglected. The pasuk says, "Ein Pikudei Mishkan." They counted everything. Mishkan Eidus, Asher Pukad Moshe, Avoid the Salavim Biyadi Soma Ben Aaron Hakohen. The Avoid Salavim was Biyadi Soma Ben Aaron Hakohen. Avoid the Salavim, says Rashi. They gave it to them because Levim were the ones with Munna, Losis Lahoyed Lahakim, Ishla Masoi. Avoid the Salavim? In the first year, Avoid the Salavim, the Rabban says only happens, Bashon Hashid is Bechayt Shashin. Another posuk we just learned yesterday, Parshas Nosai. Vahi Bayoim Tlois Moshe Lahakim is Hamishkan. And all of the Nasiim bought the Agolas. And the Torah tells us everything they bought. And they bought with them Sheish Eglois, they bought chariots, with Shnei Mosavaka. Vayoyim Hashem el Moshe, Kathme Itom, Mahoyu Lavoyz Avoyim Kulmoyed, when Asat Oiz Mishikidem, El Halavir, Ish Kifi Avidosoy. Now when did this happen? Rish Chodesh Nissan, the first year. Rish Chodesh in the second year, I mean. But the Parshas Bamidbar, like the Ramban, was only said in the second month. Is there two Mefurash of Parshas in the Torah, which would indicate, like the Eben Ezra and Rashi, that the Levim were chosen before Parshas Bamidbar. They were chosen straight after the Chet HaEgel. And the Torah is not written kesedra on Ein Mok and Mocha B'Torah. Rashi Rabban would in that case be going to Shittosam also in Parshas Kisisa. In Parshas Kisisa, we have a minion of Klal Yisrael straight after the Chet HaEgel. And Klal Yisrael number some 600 and something thousand. Once again they counted in Parshas Bamidbar. Bashona Hashenis, Bachodesh Hashenis. And they're exactly the same number, 600 and something thousand. And Rashi asked the Bash Kisisa, we're a year down the line, how can it be the same number? So Rashi answers that the Mitzvah Shnois in Yisrael 20 to 60 isn't toil on the birthday, it's toil on Rish Chodesh Tishri of that year, and both happened after Tishri. One was Tishri, and one was Iyar. So we bought the same year, it's the same number. Rabban Shai Shai the Kam and Rashi, how can that be? The first minion Rabban says the Levim were counted. The Levim weren't chosen yet. The second minion, Parshas Bamidbar, the Rabban Shum says, take the Levim out of the minion. They're not part of the minion, they're Miyuchad Lavoitas Hashem. So how can Rashi say it's the same number? So Rabban says, no, it's a whole different question. First one was Levim, but people grew, and the second one out, and then poof, the Mikra was the same number. So it's quite obvious that Rashi Rabban and the Shittosan. According to Rashi, the Levim were already chosen. Like we said, straight away, when Rabban Shum was Moichel Klal Yisrael, straight away he chose the Levim. So the first minion already the Levim went. Weren't counted. The Ramban the Shittosa in that Akev, the Levim were only chosen, Bachodesh Hasheni, Bashan Hashenis. So the first minion they weren't chosen. Right? The Ramban and Rashi, how can Rashi say it's the same minion? One were with Levim, one without Levim. So once again we see the Rashi Ramban go to Shittosa. And now, if we want, we can understand that the Emerson, two machliks in Rashi Ramban, or one big machliks. The first machlik we said was, Bechoros versus Kehanim Levim. Why were the Kehanim chosen? We said Shittas Rashi was the Kehanim were chosen to do the Avodah, nothing to do with Chet HaEgel. Kehanim was always destined, Shittas Ramban was the Kehanim were always chosen to be the Avodah of the Kehanim in the Mishkan. But if not for the Chet HaEgel, the Bechoros would have been the Levim. Because of the Chet HaEgel, they lost it, and the Avodah HaLeviyah went over from the Bechoros to the Levim. That is Shittas Ramban. Shittas Rashi is, if not for the Chet HaEgel, the Bechoros would be doing everything. They would be the Kehanim, they would be the Levim. Everything happened because of the Chet HaEgel. Because of the Chet HaEgel, the Bechoros lost Avodah Sakuna and Levia to the Kehanim and Levim respectively. That was one machlekes Rashi Ramban. We have another machlekes Rashi Ramban. When were the Levim chosen? Shittas Ramban was, the Kehanim were chosen the first 40 days. B'shas, Rabbi Shem gave Parshas Truma to Tzaveh. The Levim were only chosen a year later. B'shan HaShenis B'chay Shesheni Parshas Bamidbar. Shittas Rashi was, no. The Levim were also chosen B'eis Ayi Hibdil Hashem together with the Kehanim. B'shas, the Chet HaEgel. So it's the Pasha L'chayre, it's one big machlekes. Shitas Rashi is, if not for the Chet HaEgel, the Bechurs were doing everything. And they lost everything because of the Chet HaEgel. There was one big Havdalah happening here. There was one Havdalah. Klali saw the Chet HaEgel, the Bechurs lost the Avodah, two shaven lady. The Roshim, Aaron, Vonov became the Kehanim, and the rest became the Kehanim. There was one big Havdalah. It happened because of one reason, the Chet HaEgel, and it happened at one time. Bishas, Boim Shleilim, was Michael the Chet HaEgel. Shittas Ramban was, there's two things going on here. Kalihanim were chosen nothing to do with Chet HaEgel. They were chosen the first 40 days, Pashas Truma Tetzaveh. Chet HaEgel, clicked in, okay. You've lost the Levium also. A year later, B'chayit Shasheni, B'shon Hashem, the Levium were chosen. There was two separate times, because it's two separate things. And once we understood that, we'll understand another machloek is Yashir Ramban and Pashas Koyach, which goes right to the Shittasim. And we'll end with that. Pashas Koyach, Koyach gangs up against Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did he choose Aaron to do the Kona? Moshe gives an idea, bring Ketores, and they get punished. Well, swallows up, and they die. And the Pelah thinks that a few psukim later, for you learn to that's Bnei Yisrael, we mock us on Moshe Rabbeinu, my Atem Amisem, Es Am Hashem. Pelah, you just saw the Nisem, what Atem Amisem. Seven Ezra Ramban both asked the question. Says the Ramban, Klal Yisrael's time was, you're right, Korach shouldn't have wanted to become the Kohen. Aaron of Onam is the Kohen. But Akuponim, he could have been the lady. Why? Did the Bechayrus lose Avodah Zarah also? Let them be the Kohanim. Aaron of Onam should be the Kohanim. But we Bechayrus want to be the Levian. That was Atma Mishim as Am Hashem. Klal Yisrael Tako, not Roy for the Avodah Zarah. That's the Kohanim. But every single Bechayrus should be Roy to be a lady. Says the Rebbein Shleilim, every Shevet should bring a Matah, and we're going to see which Matah is chosen for Avodah Zarah. Now, the Matah of Shevet Levi, that was Perech Tzitz. Oh! That was an Ois that the Levi were also chosen, the Bechayrus lost Avodah Zarah also. Le Mishmeres Le Ois, Zot Ramban, Ein HaMatah Ois, Rak Al Matah Levi, Shnif Chamisha Ashvatim. Says the Ramban, but Rashi is before not that. Because Rashi says in the Pasuk, Hosh mizmat ha'aron le'mishmeres le'ois le'zikaron shebachati ba'aron le'chaim. The matter was the ois that I chose on Aaron to be kohen. Says the Ramban, Kohana? Kohana was already the ois on the blia and the sreif of Korach v'adosi. That was the ois on Kohana. This was a different ois. This was the ois of Leviah. Rashi before not Ramban. Rashi learned both times we come to Aaron about the Sakona. Aye, they saw already the Moifus. So Eben Ezra asked the Kasher, Eben Ezra says, they tied into Moshe Rabbeinu, you with your tefillah poiled it. Well, something goes back on Shabbat and Mekayim. Oh, but the error was right to error on Avodah Zarah Kohanim. It's of Poshet. That's Rashi Ramban, right to Mishitosan. According to Ramban, there was two noisim going on. One was a Havdol of Aaron Ravonov, that was nothing to do with Chet HaEgel. That happened in the first 40 days. And there's another thing, because of the Chet HaEgel, they lost Avodah Halaviyah to the Bukhayas of the Avodah Halaviyah. So in Parshas Korach too, there was two separate ois. One was an ois on the Avodah Zarah. That was proven with the ois of the Sreif and the Blia. And then the Vaita Tainas. Why are the Leviyah doing the Leviyah? The Bukhayas want to do it. That was the matter. According to Rashi, it was all one big Avdalah. There was one big Avdalah because of the Chet HaEgel of Aaron of Onov. The Rosh Hamat, the Aaron is the Koyim, and the rest of the Leviyah. And therefore, when they're coming to be the Iroh, the whole Iroh is one big Iroh on Avodah Zarah and Avodah Halaviyah. And Rashi Be'emus is the Shittos even earlier, right at the beginning of the Parsha. Vaydab al Korach v'ladosin emu, boi ke v'yoyd z'Hashem b'zah shaloi, v'zakodosh v'ekev elov, says Rashi v'yoyd z'Hashem b'zah shaloi l'avoydus l'viya, v'zakodosh l'kona. Frek the Maral, how's the l'viya come in? So the Maral was one big Abdallah, Aaron is the Koyan, and the rest of the Shevet will be Messiah. Once we've got the ois that Aaron is the Koyan, we already have an ois that the rest of the Shevet will be Messiah. By the Rashi Shitosi, there was one big Bechira of Aaron and the Levium together. So we've discussed quite a few points, and printed out over here some notes that they want to take to help them remember it.